Morgan's AM, your pre-market briefing.
US equity markets tallied a second consecutive session of gains, albeit settled well off their session highs as investors digested the latest monthly inflation report and eyed key central bank meetings later this week. Dow adding 104 points or 0.3%, did pair an earlier rally of over 700 points. Chevron Corp up 2.2%, the leading Dow performer. Boeing Co. also up 0.5%. That was after United Airlines Holdings, which was down almost 7%, announced that it agreed to buy 100 787 Dreamliner planes with the option to purchase 100 more and also committing to buy 100 737 MAX jets. Boeing said the order was the largest 787 Dreamliner order in the company's history. Broader S&P 500 rising 0.7%, having climbed as much as 2.8% earlier in the session. Real estate up over 2%, leading 10 of the 11 primary sectors higher. While consumer staples down 0.2%, the only primary sector to settle in the red. Tesla down 4.1%, continued to slide, logging its sixth session decline in the past seven. NASDAQ gained 1%, settling well off its session highs also, that saw the index up as much as 3.8% earlier in the session. Small cap Russell 2000 index advancing 1%. US corporate earnings, home builder Lennar Corp slated to release its fourth quarter result tonight. US economic data all about inflation, consumer price index edging 0.1% higher month on month in November. That was less than the 0.3% rise forecast by economists. On an annualised basis, the CPI printed at 7.1% in November, down from 7.7% in October and below economist forecast for a decline to 7.3%. Also marked the lowest reading since the end of 2021 after peaking at a four-decade high of 9.1% in June. The core CPI measure rose 0.2% month on month in November, smallest gain since August 2021 and below economist expectations for a 0.3% increase. Core measure climbed 6.2% year on year, again lower than economist forecasts for a 6.3% annualised acceleration. Technology sector up 3.1%, leading all major sectors and European bourses higher. Pan-European Stock 600 index settling with a 1.3% gain, pairing an earlier rally of as much as 2.2%. Germany's DAX gained 1.3%, France's CAC up 1.4%. In terms of corporate results to keep an eye on, Spanish multinational clothing company Inditex releases its third quarter result tonight, while German travel operator TUI releases its full year result. Euro touched a six-month high against the US dollar shortly after the release of the US CPI figures. In terms of Eurozone economic data, German ZEW economic sentiment index improved slightly in December, rising to -23.3 from -36.7 in November. That was better than economists' forecast for a reading of -26.4. Separately, a final reading of the German consumer price index eased to 10% year-on-year in November from 10.4% in October. That was in line with both consensus expectations and the initial estimate. London's FTSE 100 gaining 0.8%, underpinned by some solid gains for the mining and energy names. Rio Tinto was up 1.2%, BP up 1.9%. Pound sterling also touching a six-month high against the US dollar in the wake of the inflation figures. Busy UK economic data calendar overnight included the unemployment rate, which edged 0.1% higher to 3.7% in the 3 months to October. That was against economists' forecast for an unchanged reading. Growth for both average total pay and regular pay was up 6.1% over the 3 months. That's the strongest increase outside the pandemic period. However, when adjusted for inflation, total and regular pay both fell in real terms by 2.7% year on year. Looking ahead to tonight in the UK, you've got the CPI and PPI for November slated for release. Base metals complex was mixed, copper down almost 2% to be trading just shy of $3.80 a pound, aluminium shedding 2.7%, however nickel edged 0.3% higher and zinc with a 0.9% gain. New bank lending in China rebounded less than expected in November from the previous month, according to data released yesterday by the People's Bank of China. Separately, Hong Kong Chief Executive John Lee announcing yesterday that the financial hub will end the use of COVID-19 contact tracing app and scrap the three-day monitoring period for overseas arrivals from today. China vehicle sales for November and China foreign direct investment figures for November also slated for release later today. Benchmark spot iron ore was flat at $110.30 a metric tonne. Gold futures gaining $33.20 or 1.9% to $1,825.50 an ounce. That's the highest settlement since late June. US dollar index helping there, falling approximately 1% following the cooler than expected CPI. report. Oil prices rallied as colder weather forecasts in the US boosted prospects for energy demand, while lower than expected domestic inflation also pressured the dollar. WTI was up $2.22 or 3% to $75.39 a barrel. Brent gaining $2.69 or 3.5% to $80.68 a barrel. Keystone Pipeline remains closed following that leak that was reported last week. Pipeline's operator, TC Energy Corp, hasn't provided a timetable for resumption of flows. Separately, the Organisation of Petroleum Exporting Countries released its latest monthly report overnight, left its forecast for growth in oil demand this year and next unchanged. US Treasury yields retreated across the curve following the November CPI data. 10-year Treasury yields shed 11.1 basis points to 3.5%, 2-year note yield dropping 17.2 basis points to 4.23%. That's the largest decline in yield for the short dated maturity since the 10th of November. Aussie dollar gained over 1.5% against the greenback. It's buying about 68.5 US cents.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.